we have done 53 Aratri. Ali Kulena Lalita Pramukhena Sardham Matanvati Tamiha Nirvara Narma Gostim Matpani Kalpita Manohar Keli Talpa Abhusayasya Tikadash Sapanena Devi. English meaning?
O Queen, when eloquently joking with Lalita and your other friends, will you decorate with a nap the charming
friends?
Will you decorate with a short rest the charming pastime bed I have made with my own hand?
She is praying that should I make flowers wait upon which you will sleep when you are both with Lalita, Visakha Chitra and all others are there and they doing Narma Gostim. Narma means parihas.
Joking.
Joking conversation.
But parihas is rather good sub than joke. Parihas. But here, Narma Gostim, Narma Parihas, Narma with love, and love type of Madhur. So she has so much great desire. She wants to hear that Parihas, Narma Gosti also. And to make bed of flowers. Here, I have told you that Raghunath Das Goswami has two kinds of sevas. One in Raghunath shape and other in Tulasi or Rati Manjari. When he became in senses of Raghunath Das Goswami, he reached and he... So when he is in a sense of Raghunath Das Goswami, he is bitterly weeping for that kind of seva, as in Rati Manjari. This prayer is in that sense. But sometimes she becomes in the awes of Tulasi or Rati Manjari, in remembering. This is law. Narma Gostim. He is remembering in Raghunath Goswami sense. He is remembering past times that how they cut joke within themselves. He is remembering that she was in the bhavavesh of Rati Manjari. One day, after they taking milk, they were sitting, and at the same time, Shyama Sakhi, Shyamali Sakhi, came with a new, another Sakhi. Lalita Vishakha and all were gathered there. Srimati asked that, who is this new Sakhi? Shyama told that she is new Sakhi. She has heard about you, that you are so qualified and so rasik and so sweet, so beautiful. Having heard your all these qualities, she prayed me to take me to you for your darshan. So she has come. Lalita and Vishakha and all other Sakhis and Srimati saw that Sakhi is so beautiful. Radhika asked her, what is your name? She told that, my name is New Sakhi. She told in such a manner, so sweet, with so test rush, that all Sakhis were wondered. And they wanted to have friendship with her. Srimati told that, do you know song, sweet song? She told like, not in word, but something, in a so good pose that all were moved. Do you know dance? She told that, about thoda. Understand? About thoda. Do you know arts? Very little, about thoda sa. Can you sing? Lalita told that, yes, he should sing. She sang very beautiful, melodious tone in saptam rag. Aroha and avaroha, you know, aroha, avaroha. Coming
up and down.
In very karuna rush. Srimati Radhika told us, give her a very beautiful veena, how she can play on. Veena was given to her so beautifully. She did. All were become very, very much accursed.
Attracted.
After singing and so beautiful dance, a smiling face, so every Sakhi were so attracted. Radhika could not stay. She embraced her. But when he embraced, she felt that she is so much moved, and every...
Yes, romance.
And she became like about to be fainted. Radhika told her, why her this stage has come? She started towards Lalita. And Vishakha, they are also astonished. They have some doubt. for so many years, this is age of 16 or 14, but for 14 years we have not seen her. And so beautiful lady in Braja, so they had some doubt. And they talked together with eyes. And Radhika has at once a plan. She told that, "O Sakhi, I have given my everything to you, and I want to decorate you. I will give you new cloth, new
langa,
and this choli I will give of myself, and I will wear all these things with my own hand." Then that Sakhi was looking to Shyamala, told that, "I have so many works to do at my home. My father and mother will be angry if I will stay more. So I'll have to go." And she was trying to escape and to go from there. But all Sakhi catch hold of her. No, it may not be. You have danced so beautifully, you have sang so beautifully, you have danced so beautifully. So my Sakhi will ornament you. So Srimati Radhika at first gave her necklace to this. He took that new Sakhi and she told that, "What, there is no shame. We are both ladies with same age, same qualification. You should not hesitate. We are one. We are now Sakhi. I am now adding Sakhi bhav to you. Now you are my full Sakhi." So forcibly she took her this chadar, dukul, and gave her dukul, and then lahanga forcibly, and then this, when she put off her choli, she saw that some nakali imitation everything, flowers and everything. They began to laugh and saw that he is no but himself Shyam. All began to laugh. This is Narma Parihas. Also he remembers Raghunath Das Goswami that in Nishantha Leela, when cuckoos are singing and parrots are talking together and praising Radha and Krishna and praying to evoke and go to their own palaces, anyhow they are vacant, seeing each other, Srimati tells in Swadhin Bhaktrika Bhav that you have done wrong by all these things, hairs and all everything. So you should again make it all newly. He is doing so. After that, Sakhi went away. Alone Radha Krishna were there, and after some time again gopis saw that they are now awakened, they again came. Here Krishna was posing to sleep that I am sleeping. Radhika was wakened and sitting there. When all Sakhi came,
he pretended to be asleep.
He wanted to hear something. When Radhika and all came, Radhika told all Sakhi that you are my best friend, Sakhi. Why you have come so late? You always tell that
we are your friends,
Sakhi.
But I am saying
that certainly you are my friend, Sakhi. Joking. He wanted to know why he is saying so.
They are waiting. What
is what she is
telling you? She told that. Radhika told.
That I am a Kulabadhu. Kulabadhu, you know?
Family friend?
That is newly married. Newly married Badhu. And I am Rajkumari. I am the daughter of Vishwan Maharaj.
And my...
I am so much Patibrata.
And
you have told so many things to me.
And you have...
You have misguided me.
And
in the night, you have taken me to this Nirjan place. You have given me so much
grief. And
here coming, you have given me in the hands of
Raghavan.
The grave. Who has?
Who has? Bandi.
Go for Ramani. Not to be Patibrata. Understand? I have no good word here. Understanding something?
Okay.
You are broken. That was
party, but then of so many gopis. And you have, in this night, I was alone, you all getting me in the hands of this,
this cheater.
And you have played away, taking me alone here. But it is the grace of God that
anyhow, living for life, with him, I am set
properly.
Because this person, Mama Krishna, was so much tired and fighting with all other bodies. So when
he came to me,
here I can sit and he is sleeping
all night.
So God has blessed me. Lucky. Now you have come to see me in the city. What I told that? What are you?
Then?
What are you? The whole world, everyone knows what party does it have.
How you
particular famous? And also, Brahmins, Vedas are declaring Krishna.
So good. In all Vedas.
See, look. Also,
she spoke, Prasiddha Brahmacharya, that he does not recall a name of a man. And here Nidra. Nidra is feminine gender in Sanskrit. So Krishna also does not specify Nidra really. Any time, they are married. Always in the because Nidra is feminine gender. Woman. So Krishna does not touch or does not have a man or does not have a woman. Relation with that Nidra. And we realize this. Thinking always like that. So Swati is witness of this. I could not know Nidra. Mr. Krishna is so much better and we are so Swati Brahma. And we are going to prayer. Prayer, you know.
Yag means yoga. Yoga means class. The utsav of yoga. One meets another, then it is yag. Prayaga. The meeting with affection, love, is prayag. Sanskrit words have so many beautiful meanings. Perhaps in English, not so good thing. Very beautiful. So many hundreds of hidden meanings are there in one word. With one letter, prayaga. So, Krishna for his increasing brahmacharya and Radhika for his increasing pativrata dharma, they have gone to prayag. And given everything in utsa, yagya, fire, but that dharma, sharma, everything. Dharma, mane patibhatta dharma, and brahmacharya dharma, that should have been given to fire. How? By sharma. Dharma means sharma also. Sar mane lajja. Lajja mane same. Same has been given in fire. That is no same. And if no same, brahmacharya and everything has been given in that mahotsav. So I know very well that they are certainly brahmachari and pativrata. So these are their Priya Narma Parihas. She is remembering and she is praying that should I hear all these things with Sakhis and Krishna and Srimati Radhika, which are going on. Matpani Kalpita Manohar Keli Talpe. And in the meantime, I will make so beautiful sajja, wave of so many good flowers with artistic manner. No dandi will be there. Malli,
yeah.
Very beautiful and soft petals.
Yeah.
From malli petals I will do. And abhusa yasati kada swapanena devi. Abhusasi, I will do ornament. In ornamental, artistic way, I will do this day. So that you both will play on this. And all Sakhi will, someone of fanning, some are doing chamar, and I also do all services. So this is it. Sambhah sati pado tavakin kriyam. Harup manjari prasau cha karam bujedve. Jasmin manugya hridaye sadaye anayo kin sriman bhavishyati taran shubhavasa rahasa. O manugya hridaye radhe. Manugya means beautiful. So, Manoharani, Hrday, Hrday means
heart.
Manogya means
beautiful
to mind, Manoharani. O Kripamayi, will it be a good luck for us that any day I will serve your feet and Rup Manjari will serve your Karakamal hands. She always have an idea that she will never serve Srimati Radhika Swatantra, independent. She wants always to serve Srimati in guidance of Rup Manjari, always. And her guidance is of Lalita Visakha. She is not also Swatantra. So she is praying that when Rup Manjari will serve his hands, her hands, I will be serving your face. Here we see in Vaishnava Dharma, Anugatya is so essential.
Following behind Parampara.
Parampara. We see in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I was reading the last slok of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Sanatana Goswami is telling that I have done this book by mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not other than Krishna having the mood of Srimati Radhika. Anyone in this world, any devotee, cannot have prem. Only they have prem by the mercy of Krishna. And Krishna associates are also like Krishna in one Advaigya. So
Tadatmika. Tadatmika.
No Tadatmika.
No.
The Advaigya. No.
Non-dual.
Not two. In one Krishna Srimati Radhika, his all associates, all are in one. Yeah. Even this world also. Vadanti tattva vidas tattam jaj jnanam advayam. Bhaktam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavane ki sabde. There is only one thing and all are within one. So if Krishna is giving mercy, it is called that also Vaishnava mercy is there, within Krishna mercy. So he is praying, telling that this book or this idea has been given in my heart by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I have written this. I have not written, but Krishna has, by mercy, he is making me writing. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna has given this thing in me and they are making writing to me by me. Here, Chaitanya Rupa, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rupa, there is word. Krishna Chaitanya. No? Krishna Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Rupa has two meanings. Chaitanya Rupa Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu servant Rupa. Both. Sanatana Goswami is writing himself the explanation of Brihad Bhagavatam. If anyone can have given explanation, so then we could have told that, this is wrong. But Sanatana Goswami is author is himself writing explanation and telling that here Chaitanya Rupa means the most near and dear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. So I am writing this book and giving this book in the hands of Rupa Goswami so that he may be pleased. If he is pleased, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. So here three things were one in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami also. So Rupa Goswami is junior to Sanatana Goswami. He is guru of Rupa Goswami and his elder brother of Rupa Goswami. But yet he is telling that for the mercy of Rupa Goswami, for pleasing to Rupa Goswami, I am writing this book. Here, Sanatana Goswami has told that from beginning, without mercy of Krishna, we cannot go an inch further in Krishna Bhakti or in prema. So every jiva, conditioned soul, are those who are out of illusory maya. For both kinds of jiva, Krishna has so much mercy. And for this mercy, he has come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, all, to have mercy on each and every jiva. So Krishna, for doing mercy, he is vyakul, akul. Akul, he is so much upset how to give. Vyakul, what is the word? You know, vyakul?
It means disturbed.
He is so much eager, how to give this thing, this prema bhakti. Whether he is qualified, not qualified, he is eager to this. If he is not qualified, qualification should be first given and then this thing. Even to Vishva, while Vishva has given prema. So from beginning of any devotee, Krishna is always eager to give this prema. But we are so unfortunate that he is ready to give, but we are not taking all this. It is our fault that we are not. So he comes as a guru. Practically, he comes. And in the inner of our heart, he is Siksha Guru, Chaitya Guru. And Vyanokti, in that slok, Vyanokti Swagatim. How we can have Krishna love? How we can have Krishna service? Himself he is giving always, but Spurti, Dada,
Manifesting his
Ayak slok in Gita.
Dadami Buddhi Yogam Sam.
Dadami Buddhi Yogam. Dadami Buddhi Yogam.
Yena Mam Upayantiti.
Mam Upayantiti. That Buddhi Yoga I give, how they can have Krishna praying? So Krishna is always hankering to give his mercy. And he is doing everything. But we know that we are practicing. He is practically arranging everything to give his affection, prem to every jeev. Jeev mane
badhaji.
Sadhak. Like Srimati Radhika sold sent
Jayanta.
To Gop Kumar, Gop Kumar is telling. Jayanta is himself Krishna. And he came to Gop Kumar. And from beginning, he is trying to give Krishna prem. He gave that Gopal mantra also. He advised him to go to Puri. And Puri he gave darshan to that Gop Kumar. Again he went to so many places. Again he came to Vrindavan. Again from Vrindavan he went to Brahmalok and all other. Again he returned. Again he went to Sivlok. Again he came. And again he went to Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha also he saw. And after that again came Vrindavan. And then he went to Dwarka, Mathura and then Vrindavan. There Jayanta became Krishna and telling that for so many years I was very much thinking how to take you to me. I was seeking some bahana. Bahana?
Some means.
Some means anyhow that I could bring you to this place. But for several thousand and lakhs of birth, I have no any means to tackle you. Now anyhow I have. And now I am so much, I am kritagya hu, rini hu. I am so much debted to you that you have come here. You should be debted to Krishna, but Krishna is telling himself that I am debted to you. So this is anugatya dharma. We should always be in anugatya dharma and always we should realize that Krishna mercy is everywhere on every jeev and Krishna wants that we should go to reach to Krishna. And Krishna does every kinds of arrangement so that you can have Krishna so jaldi.
Quickly.
If you realize this, then we will be so much kritagya to our Gurudev and Vaishnava. So he is telling here Sanatana Goswami that Janmejaya, King Janmejaya is telling to Jaimini, having heard this from your mouth, I am now kritagya, kritartha. He told that certainly you have been kritartha. If you anyone hears the pastimes of Krishna, written in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, if they hear, they will surely have chance to have Krishna prem. And if they have practiced what here it is written, they should surely have Krishna prem. So Krishna has mercy upon us. And he is arranging everything. He has arranged by meeting us to Gurudev and again to Vaishnavas. to hear all these things. So we should be always pray Krishna that you are so merciful and always to be kṛtajña. Realizing something, always we have Krishna mercy and He is arranging everything. But we should have two things. Strong determination, firm determination, and ausukya. Ausukya?
Eagerness.
How to have? Eagerness.
Enthusiasm.
Have you heard the
Utsahan.
Name of Utkalika Ballari, Utkantha Dasakamam?
Yes.
Raghunath Das Swami has written Utkantha Dasakam in 10 verses. Utkantha. How to meet Radha? Kripa, mercy.
Yeah.
And Rupa Goswami has written Utkalika Ballari. Utkalika Ballari means Utkantha Ballari. Ballari means
Vine.
Kripa.
Vine.
Kripa. She wants any help, Kripa. No? By all these things, wishes, desires, is a Ballari of Utkantha. If there is no Utkantha to know how to receive the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. If there is no Utkantha, we cannot have Krishna prema. So Utkantha should be there short and weak. More and more knowing and more practicing all these things. By this we can have Krishna prema. Krishna is so merciful, Gurudev is so merciful that gradually He is taking us under His arrangements. Thus today.
So as we become more and more eager, then Krishna makes more and more arrangements.
And if there is no eagerness, will he stop to act? Anyhow, he will create another
situation,
a trap, jal, so that we
net.
May fall in that trap. Anyhow, he will not stop.
He will not let
we may be stopped, but he will not stop. His name is also Ram Narayan, Radharaman, his Gurudev. His name is Tulsi Mandir.
So there's two Tulsi Mandirs?
So many, it may be. Jag first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
So Raghunath Das Goswami is called Tulsi sometimes?
But we know all that Raghunath Das Goswami is Tulsi Mandir. He's famous.
Then next he says, in number 91, Hey Rangamanjari. 91. Hey Rangamanjari.
Hey Rangamanjari. Rangamanjari, Tasya Param Gurudev. That is, your name? कौन बैठे थे हाँ वो दीजिए
Ganga Charan. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti or Ganga.
Param Guru.
Param Guru. Rang Manjari.
Then Prema Manjari.
Prema Manjari.
And Gaura Ganadesha Deepaka.
A Prema Ityadit Tad Guru. And a Param Guru Guru.
Para Para Guru.
And Bilas Manjari is Narottam Thakur. Bola hai. Someone tell that Bilas Manjari is Jiva Goswami also.
How do you say? What do you say? What do you say?
We also.
Jiva Goswami.
Jiva Goswami. As a Bilas Manjari.
Prema Manjari is mentioned in Gaura Ganadesha Deepika.
That may be another.
Somebody. Then after this, he says in text 92, Manjulali.
Manjulali. Loknath Goswami.
Then Guna Manjari.
Guna Manjari. Guna Manjari Gopal Bhatta Goswami is famous. But I see here, Loknath Goswami is Manjulali. He Gunamanjari Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Rasike Rasmanjari Iti Raghunath Bhatta Goswami.
Who?
Rasmanjari.
Is Raghunath Bhatta. Then Banumati.
Banumati here is telling that Jiva Goswami.
How can these names seem to... Why is this confusion, apparent confusion?
Those I have seen in that form, he is telling... Vishwanath. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is not telling anything. No?
The Tika is by whom?
By he has not told. He has not. But here it is that
and Lavanga Manjari?
Here.
Sanatana Goswami? I think text.
Bhanumati. Text. Name. Long Manjari.
Lavanga Manjari.
Long Manjari. Bhanu. Long Manjari is told to Sanatana Goswami. He has not written here. But we know that. Here Rup Manjari is Rup Goswami.
Another question? We see that Srimati Radhika has so many servants, maid servants, so many dasis. Everyone is her maid servant. Now, she is the princess, the daughter of Rishabhanu Maharaj. So in Jabat where Abhimanyu and Jyotila are residing and Srimati Radhika is there. Do all of these maid servants of hers, do all of those who are serving her, can they openly serve her? Or are they keeping their service somewhat concealed?
इधर मैं चली जाओ तुम भी बैठो
All of in Jawat are all of those who are serving her. Are they openly serving her, or must they keep their? Because she is the princess, Vrishabhanu Maharaj's daughter. So can they serve her very openly, or do they also have to only serve her when she is in her own quarters, or openly can they act as if they are her servants?
There are so many gopis, and there are of several kinds. Those who are